Christopher, tell me your next projects, by the way.
I haven't thought about that. I've been doing a lot of, actually, I've been doing a series of reviews to explain what I teach. I'm starting to do critiques of other people's work to contrast my own work with theirs. Like I'm doing a critique of The Secret. I'm doing a critique of Down the Rabbit Hole.
Tell me about your thought of The Secret, because that's a hot movie right now.
Well, I think there are elements of value in it, but I mean, to consider that that is the secret is completely fanciful, and there are far deeper secrets. In fact, most mystical teachings, they're concerned with how do we get beyond this level of reality created by all these attractions and repulsions? Like, how do we get free of this matrix of creation? And in a way...
Well, do you think it was well done? Did it get the message across? You hesitated.
Got different messages. I think there's far too much focus that it's just our thoughts that create reality. Like, I see us as three-brained beings. We function mentally, emotionally, and physically. Okay, so, like, to create your own reality, it's not just a matter of thinking and conceiving it. It's also the emotional aspect of it, because the thought is given form within the heart. In Kabbalah, the heart is that which gives form to the attributes. So it needs to be a combination of the thoughts and the emotional center, and then also the physical action. So I think for people to manifest things, you want to, you know, it's the thinking, feeling, and action, all three components. The fellow on Oprah stressed that when he spoke of The Secret. He talked about the threefoldness of the process. In other ways, I thought the movie focuses far too much on kind of materialist goals and enhancement of ego and money and, you know, status and such, rather than mystical goals, which is really surrender of the egoic nature to realize your deeper self. And that's a far more deeper and secret process.